if you're not willing to put in 5 years of work without making a quarter from what you're doing, don't even start. Because sometimes it takes that long to get over the hump. Your will, your determination, your desire to build or do whatever you're going to do, it's going to get tested, because you're going to go through so many trials and tribulations. You're going to go through so many ups and downs. And at the beginning, it's going to be just you. I'm in charge of the logistics. I built the website. I do the design. I wear every single hat, bro. Now I have other people helping me, because when you help yourself, people will want to help you. When people see you helping yourself, they will want to help you. Please listen to that. Whatever ideas you have, just attack them full force. Attack them confidently. Prepare to fail. And it's only a failure if you give up. If you do not fail, it is only a lesson. It's only going to make you sharper. It's only going to prepare you for the next obstacle. It's only going to make you greater in the end. And then just keep going. Whatever your journey may be, just keep going.
What's happening, beautiful people? I got a treat for you guys today. This is my childhood friend. Not childhood. We played high school football together. So technically we were children, but you know what I'm saying? I played football with this guy in high school. He went on to play at Grambling. Shout out to the HBCUs out there. He's a personal trainer who built a brand, a successful clothing line, and is now partnering with different schools to basically create their uniforms and their spirit packs and their workout gear. Amazing story of perseverance, amazing story of, you know, going from being out of shape when he was done playing. Like, a matter of fact, I'm going to insert a picture right here. So you saw what he looked like when he was done playing football and the transformation that he's had. And now he's helping other people do that through his personal training business, but also the brand that he's built, Fully Functional. I'm wearing some, you can't really see it because the microphone's blocking it, but I got my Fully Functional hat, my Fully Functional shirt. I've been supporting his clothing line and his brand since it, you know, 5 years at this point. I always buy his new releases. You can check the links in the show notes. You'll see fullyfunctional.com. Check out some of the gear that he has. He's always coming out with new stuff, always has product releases like at least once a quarter. Just a great guy, really inspiring story. And I'm excited for all of you guys to hear this, especially for those of you who want to become personal trainers or want to build some sort of clothing line or clothing brand. This is a masterclass in all of those areas. And aside from that, we just had a lot of fun. I had fun catching up with the, you know, an old friend from high school. So I appreciate you guys. I want to encourage you, if you're watching this on YouTube, to download the Thrive After Sports podcast. It's available on Apple, Spotify, all the major platforms for listening to audio podcasts. And if you're listening on Apple and Spotify, I know a lot of you guys listen to the audio podcast, but I encourage you to go check this out on video as well, especially if you want to see, you know, the before and after picture that I just showed of AK. And here's the thing, look, even if you don't watch the full video on YouTube, just go on there and subscribe to your boy. It really helps out. I'm trying to grow my subscribers on YouTube. And let's get into this conversation with Anthony King, also known as AK, the founder of Fully Functional. I wanted to have you on, as you know, like, I don't have set questions. This is really just, we're just going to chop it up.
Open dialogue. I like it.
Absolutely. The idea behind it is the people who listen, current athletes, former athletes, coaches, people in athletic departments, parents of athletes, that's really the audience. And so when I thought about your story, when we bumped into each other and we ended up working out and you were telling me on the way to the gym, just kind of the backstory of like how you started Fully Functional. And then I started thinking back to Cali Rep. There's just a lot of different,
there's a lot
of steps along the road that I think will be inspiring. And then the other part is I haven't had anybody on. I've had people who have like clothing brands and things like that, but I'm talking about like you've built a brand around the training. So I want to get into some of the more like technical stuff too, aside from the story.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, man, any questions for me or anything before we really get rolling?
First things first, I just want to say, I really, really am proud of what you're doing. I appreciate your work. I think it's so important and so valuable, the things that you're doing and working on for people. There's a large sector, a large group of people that deal with things that me and you have gone through. And a lot of people, it just flies under the radar. They hide it. They run from it, whatever, whatever. But the things that you're doing, you're allowing people to face it and overcome it. You know what I'm saying? So it's super, super duper important what you're doing. And I appreciate your work. I just wanted to start with that.
Damn, man. Well, I definitely received that. Thank you for thank you for that. That means a lot. Let me make sure I'm
let me grab some chapstick real quick. Hold on.
Yeah, do your thing. So we got Anthony King, also known as AK. in the building today on the Thrive After Sports podcast. This man is a prime example of what it means to thrive after sports, and we're going to get into why that is. This is a man that we grew up together. We played high school football together at Upland High in Upland, California. Shout out to the IE. Oh, shit. Hold up. I got stuff falling over on my desk. Shout out to the IE.
And shout out to the 909.
Yes, sir. The 909. We both still got the same area code, you know. 100%. And there's a lot I could say about this man. You know, we may or may not get to this story. This may be later in the podcast. There's a time where this man actually saved me from drowning. So if we get to that. Yeah, you probably forgot about that one, but I did.
Sure forgot about that. Oh, my God.
I may not be sitting here today if it wasn't for this man saving me from drowning. So y'all got to stick around to the end of the episode if you want to hear that story.
Oh, my gosh.
A lot of good memories, a lot of smoking weed, driving around, freestyling in the car.
100%.
A lot of eating macho fries from Del Taco.
Yes, indeed.
This is the man who put me on to, we would have the munchies late night after parties and going to, you know, get some grub from McDonald's. He was like, you don't want to get the 20-piece nuggets from McDonald's. What you want to do is get 2 10-pieces. Okay. That's going to go ahead and reduce your price by $1.50. So that was.
Come on now. It's the little things.
It's the little things that matter. So I also want to tell this story real quick before we really dive in. AK has seen me at my lowest point. And I know I told you guys on the show before, there was a time where I was building Thrive After Sports and I moved back home. This is after moving back home from college, getting back on my feet, getting a job, moving out. When I started Thrive After Sports, I went broke and had to move back in again. So I'm thankful to my family, number one, for allowing me to do that. But those were also hard times. Car was repossessed. AK's gym that he operates out of just so happened to be right behind the glass company that I was working with. So I'm in the parking lot one day leaving work and I'm like, AK, we end up chopping it up. And then I didn't have a car at the time, mind you. So I paid him for a training session out of respect. I don't want it for the free.
I didn't even know that at the time. I had no idea.
I asked you to pick me up because of that.
Okay.
So, okay. Didn't have a car at the time. The car was repossessed. Hard times, but hard times make strong men. You know what I'm saying? I'm out here in Texas with the big house now. You know?
Come on now. Let him know something.
Yes, sir. But this man picked me up. We went to the gym and I was fascinated by the story because I've been seeing him from a distance building this brand fully functional. I got all my fully functional gear on today. We're going to get into what that is, but I was fascinated by the story and the backstory. So you tell me, AK, I think if you want to start out by talking about what fully functional is, or if you want to just talk about your journey after high school and some of the things that happened with football, totally up to you, man. Like, where do you want to start out?
Thanks to the Thrive After Sports family for having me. Glad to be here. Glad to share my story with you guys. If it could help anybody in any way, that's the whole point of this. I would love that. But as far as my story, currently I'm building a brand called Fully Functional. To me, it's an athletic sports brand, an athletic wear brand. To me, it's a brand about perseverance. The slogan of the brand is called Keep Going. So to me, that means no matter what you're going through, no matter how many hardships you face, no matter how many obstacles you have to overcome, you have to just keep going, right? So to me, that's what this brand embodies. That's what this brand stands for. It's just overcoming, you know what I mean? Going through the tough things to come out greater in the end. You know what I'm saying? And, I started a training business at some point after college and whatnot. Once the football thing kind of ended for me, I took a little like hamstring injury, couldn't play anymore. But before all that, there was a long time of me having to just figure stuff out. I didn't know what I wanted to do. Football was the only plan. There was no plan B. There was no plan C. It was nothing. And, you know, as a former athlete, if you want to go pro, which is all of our dreams, you know what I mean? You don't have time for a backup plan. You have to be all in. It takes everything in you to try to take that jump, to make that leap. You know what I mean? So I didn't really have too many hobbies outside of working out and, you know, training. I mean, occasionally chase a girl here and there, but you know what I mean? But, you know, outside of that, it was really just, it was sports for me. You know what I mean? That was my whole identity. When anybody said AK, they automatically thought football. But there comes a point in time for everybody's career where that is no longer the case, where you and the love of your life, whatever sport that may be, is eventually definitely going to have to separate, you know? So once that moment came to me, you know, I was still fairly young at the time. You know, I didn't have no clear direction. I was working job after job, delivering pizza, doing whatever I, you know, doing whatever, DoorDash, whatever I could to just keep some money in my pocket. You know what I mean? Because I ain't never been the type to like break no laws or no money or nothing like that. My, I'd rather be broken free than in jail with some money. You know what I'm saying?
Come on now.
You know, so yeah, man. So my first year out of high school, I started a brand called Cali Rep. It was really in high school, but I didn't drop it really till after high school. It's a brand called Cali Rep. And it was just like the name says, California representative. You know what I mean? So it was a brand. I had a lot of pride in where we're from, California. I love this state, yada, yada, yada. So ended up doing that. Then I ended up leaving to Louisiana for school. So me and the guy that I was doing that with, I was really like the face of the brand. He's more so logistics. So when I left, the face of the brand left. You know what I mean? So the brand kind of died off. So go to school out there, ended up not working out there, fly back home. You know what I mean? Didn't even really tell nobody, just show up at the crib with my bags. Like, yeah, that's not it no more. You know what I'm saying? So now they're like, okay, well, you know, what's next? You know what I mean? And I'm looking like, you know, I don't know. So what, one of my favorite things that, you know what I'm saying, one of my mentors were telling me is just like control the controllables, control what you can control, right? So I'm just thinking, I'm sitting there, I'm like, okay, what can I control? I can control being a good person. I can control maintaining my morals. You know what I'm saying? I can control taking care of myself, staying in shape. You know what I mean? I can control staying out of trouble. You know what I'm saying? So these are things that I focused on. And in the midst of that, I got back into the gym. At one point, I had gained like 45, 50 pounds. You know what I mean? I started looking sloppy. I was just, you know, depressed. I'm drinking and shit. Like, excuse my language. I'm drinking and, you know what I'm saying? I'm just going out happy hour with my girl, not really knowing, whatever, whatever. Shout out to my lady because she held me down during that time. You know what I'm saying? So my sister had a wedding coming up. And I look down at my stomach. I look at my body. I'm like, this isn't the AK that everybody knows. You know what I'm saying? So it's going to be like, it's going to be shell shocking to a couple people, you know? So I'm like, all right, I got 3 months to prepare. I'm getting back in the gym, right? So I get back in the gym. I start training hard. You know, we're athletes. We know how to train. We know our bodies. We know how to push ourselves. So, you know, as I'm training more and more, I'm like, it's making me feel like my old self again. You know what I'm saying? I'm in there competing against myself. We're athletes. We love to compete, right? You know what I mean? So I'm in there competing against myself. I'm training. I'm, you know what I'm saying? I'm good with social media or whatnot. So I'm posting things and whatnot. I'm getting results, obviously. I end up losing like 45 pounds in 3 months or like 50 pounds in 3 months. And as I'm posting more and more, people are hitting me up like, yo, I want to come work out with you. Like, yo, I'm trying to get in the gym with you, yada, yada, yada. So a light bulb goes off in my head like, all right, let me get certified and train these people. You know what I mean? So that's how I did that. And as I start, you know, being in the gym more and more, I'm making it a lifestyle again. I'm spending all type of money on gym clothes, right? So I'm buying Nike, I'm buying Adidas, I'm buying all this stuff. So I'm like, okay, another light bulb, ding, right? I'm like, instead of putting money into their brand, let me double back to one of my other loves and build another brand. So then Fully Functional was born. Right. So I started working on Fully Functional in 2018. That's when I made my first t-shirts. My first couple was like 4 or 5 of them. I still have them. I didn't start selling it until 2020, though, because I was just getting everything lined in the beginning of 2020. So I started late 2018 and didn't start selling until early 2020. So what I did was I just made a bunch of clothes for myself. I started wearing it, started working out in it. People were asking, like, what is that? What is that double F? What is that? What is that? Right. So I'm building up a little momentum with it, right? So I wasn't even telling nobody it was mine. I'm just like, yo, it's just a brand coming out. Like, just be on the lookout for it. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretending like I'm about to be a sponsored athlete by these people, right? Whole time it's my brand. So I'm building it. I finally drop it. Those same people that are asking about it, they're like, yo, that's what you were talking about. I'm like, yeah, man, tap in. You know what I mean? Because when I speak of this brand, I'm building it for us. I'm building it for the athletes. I'm building it for the people striving. I'm building it for the people trying to thrive. I'm building it for the people, you know what I'm saying, that want to better themselves, that want to overcome, that want to persevere. So I don't really even too much like saying it's my brand. In my head, it's our brand. You know what I mean? Because I built it for us. I built it for the people that are trying to thrive. But yeah, so I start selling it, and you know, things just kind of started taking off. People started rallying around me and whatnot, and it's just been steadily growing. And now I'm just, you know, learning as I go, and I'm excited to see, you know, where I can take it and how far we can go with it. I've now worked with a couple of high schools. I've worked with Altaloma. I just got a contract with A.B. Miller High School to do their basketball warm-ups and spirit packs. So it's crazy. Go Rebels. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't even know that, man. That's breaking news. So
yeah, bro.
I didn't even know you had contracts with different schools. That congratulations on that, bro. That's big time.
Thank you, bro. I appreciate that, man. And that's really like my aim. You know what I mean? I wanna, you know, for lack of a better term, take over like the amateur sports world. These high schools that don't have, you know what I'm saying, necessarily the big bread to link up with a Nike or the big name for a Nike or Adidas to want to come, you know what I'm saying, supply them with gear, whatnot. I want to go over there and be like, let me still give your kids a branded experience. You know what I'm saying? Let me make them feel like their journey is just as important as the modern days, the Servites and all that stuff that are getting these brand endorsements and all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I go to these high schools, like, let's grow together, you know? So, yeah, man.
I definitely want to, there's a lot of different things you brought up that I want to take a deeper dive into.
Okay.
But before I forget to ask you this, because I think this is important, and you shared this with me when we were working out that day, why the name Fully Functional? What does the name Fully Functional mean to you?
The name Fully Functional, because as an athlete, I think you have to be well-rounded. You can't just be good at one thing. You can't just be super strong and then super slow, or you can't be super fast and super weak. You know what I mean? It has to be a full, you have to have the full spectrum of athleticism. You have to be fully functional. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I remember it was in like 2000 and I want to say like 17, maybe. I posted a video of me working out and my caption was fully functional. At that time, I wasn't even thinking of making a brand. And once that light bulb went off, I was going through my Instagram just for whatever reason. And I seen that video and I seen that caption and I was like, there it is. That's it right there. Immediately got on Google and was like, logos, you know what I'm saying? Found a little inspiration for it. I hit up my guy, shout out to Joseph Costa. He's the guy that made the FF logo. Got the logo dialed in and I've been running with it ever since.
I love that, man. I love that for many different reasons, especially what you said about being fully functional. Cause I think for so long, especially when we're coming out of a certain sport, you only know how to train a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
Like for me, so when I came back home, I put on weight too, but it was more so I was still working out, but I was eating like just shitty food, Popeyes. Yeah. Like I was eating Popeyes and bench pressing. That was it.
Right, right.
So I was buff. I went from looking like a DB to looking like a linebacker, but I had the big belly. You know
right,
what I'm
right,
saying?
Right, right.
I wasn't fully functional. I was fully bloated. You know what I mean? So that's how I was living. And so many athletes deal with that too. And that's kind of why I liked your backstory, because we don't really know how to train outside of that environment. Mm-hmm. And so many athletes that I talk to and work with directly, they come home and they're putting on weight. So it kind of adds on to like, damn, I don't know who I am. I don't know what I'm doing. Right. And I'm getting big, especially for the female athletes who, like, you know, their self-image is ruined.
Right, right, right. And that'll do a number on you mentally. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, not only are you losing yourself mentally, you're losing yourself physically on top of it. So it's like, you're kind of just like spiraling. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, you know,
I want
to
go back,
to that point to, you know, control the controllables.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's huge too, man. That was another thing I wanted to come back to with controlling the controllables, because I think it starts with that. Like if you can just get control over your own body, then so many things stem off of that,
100%.
You know, and I love what you said about the brand. So many people will come to me and say, I think a lot of people start brands or businesses, not just clothing lines, things like that. I think they started for the wrong reasons. It's more for vanity. I like the fact that you said it's something that is for everyone. You know what 100%. I mean? And you started it with the backstory of you going through something personally that was a challenge for you. So I guess that would be a good time, like, because it's not for everybody. And the majority of people who want to build a business around a clothing line or a brand, it's not going to work out because they don't have the passion for it or the heart for it or the vision for it. Like you said, when you started these partnerships. So advice to someone who may be on the fence or thinking about starting a brand or a, let's just say like a clothing brand or an activewear brand, like what advice would you give to that person? Number one, before they even get started, what advice would you give to that person to make sure like they're doing it for the right reasons, or if they really have the heart or the stomach to really build something out that's as not big, but the level of impact that fully functional. I don't know if my question is making sense. You get what I'm saying? Like,
no, I got it.
How can someone vet if they're doing it for the right reasons, or if they're really going to stick with it long-term, is what I'm saying.
I would just say that you have to go into it knowing that it is not going to be easy at all. So if you think this is going to be some get rich quick, if you think this is going to be something like some overnight, you know what I mean? Something like that. I was on Instagram the other day and I've seen a clip of Ice Cube, very successful. Everybody knows him, right? He was saying in this interview, he was like, if you're not willing to put in 5 years of work without making a single quarter, 25 cents from what you're doing, don't even start. Because sometimes it takes that long to get over the hump. You know what I mean? So you're going to get tested. Your will, your determination, your desire to build or do whatever you're going to do, it's going to get tested because you're going to go through so many trials and tribulations. You're going to go through so many ups and downs. And at the beginning, it's going to be just you. I'm in charge of the logistics. I built the website. I do the design. I wear every single hat, bro. It's a one-man army. You know what I'm saying? Now I have other people helping me, because when you help yourself, people will want to help you. You know what I mean? When people see you helping yourself, they will want to help you. Please listen to that. You know what I mean? And as far as doing it for the right reason, you know, it's hard for me to speak on that because I feel honestly like my journey led me to this. You know what I mean? It was like the things I was doing in my life. And I think that maybe goes to, you know what I'm saying, credit to the vision that was given to me. It just all kind of made sense to me. You know what I'm saying? And the things that I'm trying to accomplish, the things I want to do, I understand that even though I can't play sports anymore, I know I love sports. I know I want to be around sports. I know I want to be around athletes. That's the energy that makes me feel alive. You know what I mean? Seeing these young men and women that are giving their all, that are sacrificing their weekends, that are sacrificing their time with their friends to go get these workouts in, to push themselves, to elevate, to chase something that very few people accomplish. I admire that. You know what I mean? So I like to be around that and this clothing brand, this training business, it allows me to stay around that energy. You know what I mean? So. Right. As much as, you know what I'm saying, I want my brand to inspire these people to keep going, they inspire me to keep going. Watching these young athletes chasing their dreams and things like that, me being able to help them and be a part of it, like that's the real win for me. And on top of it, I get to build an athletic wear brand. Like, it's love.
Yeah, you know? Man. It's a beautiful thing. Something you said really stood out to me about the 5 years. I had someone give me that same advice. They said, don't go into anything business-wise unless you're willing to be broke for 5 years. Basically what you were saying, the Ice Cube said.
Right.
And I took that to heart. And, you know, I think about both of our journeys. You know, you were telling me you were working part-time jobs and stuff in between the training, in between building the... And, you know, really what I'm getting at is during that time, I know a lot of other doors have opened up too. Sometimes things that are unexpected that you may not even foresee as part of the vision open up. Like every time I look up, you're doing a photo shoot with different brands. Talk about some of that, man, because that's opened up through you staying full speed ahead with Fully Functional. Like, talk 100%. About those other partnerships that have opened up.
Cool. And this goes back to my point of people want to help you when they see you helping yourself, right? So shout out my guy, Angelo. Me and him did a photo shoot for my brand, right? And at the time, Angelo was just a self-working photographer, you know what I mean? He went to high school with us. I'm not sure if you know him or not, Angelo Rodriguez, shout out to him. I reached out to him because, you know, I like to work across, you know what I mean? I don't need to reach up and try to get famous photographers or whatnot. I'm gonna go get my homie that I know that's doing it, you know what I'm saying, down the street, you know what I'm saying? So we can grow together. So I called up Angelo, I'm like, yo, can we do this photo shoot for my brand? I'm building a brand, yada, yada, yada. So we get together, we do this photo shoot, an amazing shoot. Comes out awesome, whatever. He sends me a video back, I post it. He ends up getting a job with Chic and Karma Loop, off of this same photo shoot that we did for my brand, right? So amazing, you know what I'm saying? So he gets that job. So now he's getting in deep with them. You know what I mean? This is a $1 million, multi-million dollar brand, multi-million dollar company, have storefronts and malls, all that stuff. He calls me up like, yo, you want to come model? You want to be one of my models for this shoot I'm shooting? Yada, yada. I'm like, heck yeah. You know what I'm saying? Mind you, I ain't never been a model in my life. It's my first paid model gig. You know what I'm saying? Like, I like taking pictures on the gram and whatnot. You know what I'm saying? I took some pretty cool pics, but I ain't never been paid for it. But that's just, you know, I'm in shape. I'm working out. You know what I mean? And he's just like, yo, we could use you. So I'm like, cool. So now off of a job that he got off of our shoot, you know what I mean? Now he's bringing me on, you know? And now this is letting me see how $1 million brand works, how $1 million company, you know what I'm saying, puts together a photo shoot and things like that. So now as I'm, you know, working with these brands and whatnot, I'm looking and I'm learning. I'm trying to, you know what I'm saying, how can I replicate this at my next shoot? How can I, you know what I'm saying, use these tools that I'm learning from these brands, these companies, and help elevate my brand, you know? So after those shoots and whatnot, you know, I took the little tips and tricks and things that I learned there. And my next shoot was, you know what I'm saying, it felt way more professional. It was just way more seamless. And this was all off of things that I learned working with, you know, that opportunity that I was blessed with. And he's since gone on to get an even better gig, you know what I mean, with Monster and things like that. So it's crazy to see how, you know, life is going for people.
Man, one of the biggest things that I'm hearing in that is you just immersing yourself in that world. And I think that's a major gem that you drop for people, no matter what you want to do, throwing yourself into anything, any aspect. Like for you, like you said, not only was it a great opportunity for you to start modeling, but for you to look at, okay, how is this photo shoot being operated? How can I take this and incorporate this into how I run my shoots? 100%. I think that's something that a lot of people don't consider. They don't study the craft. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right. So many a lot little of people get lost in the moment.
Thank you. Yeah. You know or they mean? Get so caught up in themselves that they're not looking at how can I take this opportunity and use this in what I'm trying to do? I want to come back to this too, because I remember the early slogan of Fully Functional was still going. Right. I still have some of the shirts. I was telling you the other day, hey, can I get another one of these?
Right, right, right.
And then you transition it into Keep Going. And side note, I think I have more Fully Functional gear than anybody. You might have to check the records.
Yeah, I really do think you do, bro.
I can say that without knowing how many other orders came in. I'm for sure top five.
100%.
I have more Fully Functional gear than Nike at this point. I told you the only thing I need is the running shoe. And okay. I know that's on the way.
On the way. Please believe it.
Yes, please sir. Yes, sir. But what I was saying was, so you went from still going to keep going.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is a good opportunity for those, because people, they get discouraged, man, especially what's been going on in the world, not just the past few years, but just anytime when you're trying to do something, like you said, it can be lonely if you don't see the progress right away. 100%. So what are some things you could share with those people out there right now who may want to start a business or whatever they're going through? They're not seeing it happen. They're getting frustrated. They're feeling like, why am I doing this? Maybe I should just give up. How do you motivate yourself to keep going during those times? And what can you share with those people who may be having those feelings right now?
You know, in sports, as athletes, we have an extreme amount of confidence, whether they know it or not. For you to go out there and perform in front of crowds of people, a lot of people can't do anything in front of crowds of people. You know what I'm saying? So the confidence that you had in yourself while you were performing, the confidence that you had in yourself while you were playing sports, things like that, you have to translate that same confidence into your next goal. So if your next goal is to build a business, if your next goal is to build a brand, if your next goal is to run a marathon, whatever it is, you know what I'm saying? That same confidence and belief in yourself, that unwavering belief, you have got to have that. Like, we're down, you know what I'm saying, 15 or 21 points, whatever, in the third quarter, whatever. We're not going to sit there and just sit on the bench and sulk like, well, this is over. You know what I'm saying? No, we're going to look at each other like, yo, we are running out of time. Let's go handle business. Let's go do what we got to do. You know what I'm saying? Let's go get this W. So that same energy I carry into building my brand, that same energy I carry into my training, that same energy I carry into everything I do now, because I understand that's what it's going to take to accomplish the things that I want to do. You know what I mean? So that's what I would say, is just to tap back into that that confidence that you definitely have.
Right.
And confidence stems from the work. You were confident in your work because you know you put in the hours at practice. You know you put in the hours in the weight room. You know you put in the hours in the training. So it was easier to be confident. So if you want to start a business, put in that work, study, research, you know what I'm saying? Go to seminars, pay for courses, whatever you got to do to put in that work to build that confidence. Mm. You know what I mean? So even when you fail, which is going to happen, you know what I mean? You shake it off because you're just like, whatever, I'm back in. You know what I'm saying? You drop a pass. That doesn't mean you sit on the bench the rest of the game. You go into the huddle and you go back out there and you run your next route with full confidence that you're going to catch the ball if you throw it to you. You know what I'm saying? So yes, say, you know, I've had shirts and, you know what I'm saying, products that I've dropped that flopped, you know what I mean? But I wasn't just like, yeah, you know, it's done, whatever. No, I got right back in the lab and designed something else. You know what I mean? So I would say just have that confidence is key.
Damn, that's good, man. That's good. We're dropping gems. Talk to her. Talk yes, to sir. The people, okay? Yes, sir.
I want to help, man. I know how it feels to be in these people's shoes, you know what I mean? And it's tough. It's really, really, really tough, man. So anything I can say or do to help these people, you know what I'm saying, overcome that, I'm all for it. Mm.
So I want to take a quick pivot and go back to the personal training side, because you've already given a lot of game on the branding and the clothing side, which mm-hmm. we'll come back to, because I want to know more about those contracts with schools. Mm-hmm. I think that'll be good to tell people how you approach that.
Yeah.
But on the personal training side of things, because a lot of athletes want to, I'll just be a personal trainer, not understanding that it's not just you show up, you have to get clients. Like, you can't just walk into the gym and all of a sudden you're earning a living off of personal training. So right. I guess, you know, for those starting out and don't really understand what comes with the territory of being a personal trainer and getting clients, can you talk a little bit about like the salesmanship or how you go about even acquiring clients that you can sell? Like, how do you go about building up a steady roster where you could actually earn a living off of training full time as well?
I always tell people, you know, because, you know, I have little homies and things like that I've helped put on as far as becoming a trainer and whatnot. And I always tell them, the first thing I tell them is, this is a people business, regardless, because a bench press is a bench press, whether they bench press with me or they bench press with you. A squat is a squat, whether they squat with me or they squat with you. So what would make them rather bench press and squat with me than the next person? My communication, obviously my knowledge, the fact that I live it, you know what I'm saying? You can look at me and tell I'm bench pressing and squatting, you know what I mean? Your body's a billboard, you know what I'm saying? And just being a cool person, just being personable, you know what I'm saying? Being a nice person, being able to communicate the things you know. Because you can know all type of stuff about the body and this, this, that, and the third, but if you can't communicate this to people, then what good is it as far as business? You know what I'm saying? And then just like with anything else, consistency, you know what I'm saying? Staying in these people's face as far as the fact that, you know, you're offering these services and things like that, you know? Now I've kind of gotten to a point where, you know, word of mouth is really how I, you know, maintain clients and get new clients at this point, because I've been in people's face so long and people know that I train, you know what I'm saying? So I've kind of scaled back as far as like posting content and things like that, because now I just get clients through other clients, but I had to work to get to that point. You know what I'm saying? And in low months or whatnot, then I'll kick back up on the content and things like that just to get in these people's faces. And there's so many avenues as far as training. Like, you can do online training, in-person training. You can sell guides. You can do, you know what I'm saying, Zoom calls where you're leading a workout. You know what I'm saying? There's just so many ways to get it. So it's really just, you know, sitting down, coming up with a plan of how you want to do it, finding a gym that you want to work out of, you know what I mean? And then just going from there. And then talk to people that are doing what you want to do, because most people that are, you know what I'm saying, doing well for themselves or trying to do something, they don't mind helping people because they've been in your shoes before. They didn't start off a success. They didn't start off, you know what I'm saying, with 10 clients or whatever they got. They started with desperately trying to get one. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So then they accomplished that. And then the ball kept rolling. So talk to people, you know?
Right. No, that's really strong advice, man, because like sometimes I often use personal trainers almost as an analogy. Like, there's personal trainers in every city and state and country around the world for a reason, right? Because like you said, everybody brings something different to the table. So I like the fact that you lean into, like, you have to lean into what you bring to the table and have something that sets you apart. Why right. someone would even want to work with you. So you really are in the people business, like you said. That makes it's not for about sure. salesmanship or anything. It's about who you are, your knowledge. And would you say your body is your billboard? Is that what you said?
100%. Yeah, body is your body's your business card. Your body's your billboard. 100%. As far as training, 100%. You know what I mean?
That's fire.
So it's like, you know, why would I listen to somebody that's not living it?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, even though you might know some, but I'm just like, it would just motivate me more if I knew that the person I'm taking this advice from is really out here living it too, you know?
Right.
It just adds to your credibility at the end of the day.
That's a good point, man. Cause I always thought it was weird when I was in the gym and the trainer approaching me, trying to sell me some services. Like, I was in better shape than him. You know, or you got saying? A big stomach. Like, how's your belly sticking out? And you gonna tell me?
Right. I'm like, you don't even want your services. So why would I want them? You know what I'm saying?
That's kind of, you don't even want to. Now back to this, man. By the way, I know you have a hard stop at the time we set.
Nah, bro, we're talking. I just got to go work out after this. We're chilling.
Okay. I won't hold you that much longer. You're already giving so much, man. I think already by what you shared, you're giving a lot. So I appreciate you even taking time to do this.
100%. And there's something I want to read that I wrote in 2019 when I was just kind of, you know, a couple years into kind of finding myself and, you know what I'm saying, feeling like, you know, I kind of got a lane and, you know, I wasn't even making that much money at that time, you know, like at all. But I was just finally feeling like I was kind of finding my path, you know? So before we get off the phone, I'm gonna definitely read that just so you can know where my mind was at that time and how I was feeling.
Yeah, before I ask you the next question, go ahead and read that right now, if you don't mind. Okay. That sounds dope. Cool.
Okay, one second, let me go. Find this real quick.
And while you're looking for it, I'm gonna just tell the people that story for those who stuck in this long. We had a coach who wanted to take us, me and a couple other, me, AK, and then Asahan, who ended up playing corner at Arizona State.
Shout out to
Asi. I don't know if he listens to the podcast, but I'm sending him this one so he can laugh for at sure. this story.
100%.
The coach told us, didn't say anything about water. But we get up there and he says, you guys can swim, right? Now, me, I'm not the best swimmer, especially back then. I've come a long way now. Especially after I was so traumatized by this experience that I was like, man, let me go ahead and get me some swim lessons. My wife is actually the one who taught me to swim. I'm not ashamed to say that, but she got me right.
Shout out to wifey.
We get up there. He's like, you guys can swim, right? I'm like, kind of, a little bit. We're hiking through this trail in the mountains, and the only way to get across is to jump through it. I can't even call it. I want to call it a lagoon.
Right.
Would that be the correct qualification for that?
Yeah, something like that. It was similar to a lagoon, 100%.
It was deep.
A mid-mountain lagoon.
Thank you. A mid-mountain lagoon. It was deep. It was dark. It was murky. It looked like the Loch Ness Monster was ready to jump out of that thing. And we had to swing on a rope or something into the water, right? Like,
right. It was crazy.
Bro, I can't swim. So, like, I'm thinking, like, but this is the only way to get back down without turning around. So, I think you went first, if I'm not mistaken. Or maybe I went.
No, Asahan went first. Or no, Asahan. You went first.
I guess that makes sense because I'm like, man.
And then I jumped in after.
Right. And it was one of those situations. So, I go in, I go straight to the bottom automatically. I have no swimming skills. There wasn't even really an attempt. It was just bloop. Just straight, I just jumped in and just dropped like an anchor. So I'm freaking out, I'm panicking. AK jumps in behind me, and I'm surprised without thinking. So thank you for that. Just instinct. I'm surprised you even, because I know I was rough, bro. I was kind of like, I'm surprised I didn't bring us both there. I was freaking out, like trying 100%. To get over your shoulders.
I was like, I am not letting bro go right now. No way.
Long story short, got me to the other side. I'm coughing up water. Asahan sitting there laughing, cracking up.
Laughing his ass off, bro.
Cold-blooded, man. But that's the day that AK saved my life, saved me from drowning.
And there was another time at that same day. Do you remember when you fell off, when we had to slide down that little side of the cliff and you fell and I caught you at the bottom? Bro, I saved you twice that day. Do you remember that?
Was this after the water?
This was before we got to the water. We had to slide down the side of like a mountain. It was like a really tight ledge. And we had to like lean into like a branch and slide down, and you slipped. And I caught you at the bottom, bro. Like, it was crazy, dog.
So you mean I was about to fall off the side of a mountain? Is that what you said?
It wasn't. So it wasn't necessarily, you were up on the side of the mountain. We were going down like a ravine. You feel me? So it's like the mountain, we came to a point where the mountain like split like this. You feel me? And the only way to get down is we had to scale one side to get back to the trail. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
And you slipped and I caught you at the bottom, bro. That was a crazy day.
I think that whole day is just kind of like blocked off and repressed in my memory. You know what I mean? Like I remember coughing up the water. That's the only reason I remember it, almost drowning. But man, well, I can never buy enough fully functional gear to repay you for saving my life twice.
Nah, bro, your friendship is enough, bro. but okay, I found what I was looking for. So I made a post in July 24th, 2019. I said, many ex-athletes go through a deep slump after sports end for them and no one ever talks about it. It's a dark, depressing place. I say, you make it to college, don't go pro. It's like, what now? All we knew was sports. We don't know what else we like, what our purpose in life was. That was it. There was no time for a plan B. You got to be all in to make it pro. The same people that were cheering for you when your future looked like the pros are now looking at you like a disappointment, telling you stuff like you need to find a job. And you're like, okay, let me go show this office job my highlight tape and get hired, right? So shout out to you. So to you ex-athletes that are going through that right now, don't allow your current circumstances to make you give up on yourself. Keep living right. Keep being a decent person. Keep taking care of yourself and you'll find a way. Do not give up on yourself. Let what you've learned competing in sports propel you in life. Life's a competition. We've been competing our whole lives. It's just a new game. You got this. This was July 24, 2019.
Damn.
Yeah, bro.
Powerful stuff, man. You covered all the bases.
You feel me? So, I mean, I've been feeling this way. And then when you created this Thrive After Sports, I was just like, bro, this is exactly what the sports world needs. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Like, even pros, even people that made it to the pros. The average NFL career is what, 3 to 4 years, if that? So it's like, you make it there at what, 25? You know what I mean? By 28, you might be out already. You're not even 30 yet. You know what I mean? So it's like, you got your whole life ahead of you. You can spend the money you just made in the league in a year, 2 years. You know what I'm saying? If you don't invest it right, or if you don't play it smart, you know what I mean? So, yeah, bro. Like again, I'm super proud, super thankful for what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? And it's gonna help a lot of people, and it already has.
Thank you, bro. I started it for the same reason that you did, because I went through it personally. You know what I mean? And so because of that, that's why we're at where we're at today, 5 years later, right? Because we started with the right intentions. Exactly. But back to you though, man, let's talk about these partnerships, because that's something that a lot of people, I feel like that's revolutionary. Maybe, I mean, you're in this world a lot more than I do, but I've never known anybody to start a brand and have the same, like you're thinking as big as a Nike or an Adidas to be like, hey, I want to sponsor an entire team. I just feel like you're the first person I've heard to do something like that. So for you to have the balls to even, you know, dream that big, think about doing it and then execute on it. And it's at the high school level now. It's only a matter of time before we're talking about universities or different leagues, you know, professional leagues that you may be sponsoring. So I just want to hear all about that, man. Wherever you want to start with that, just.
So initially my thinking is, you know, people our age, we grew up with Nike, we grew up with Adidas. You know what I'm saying? So most of them are pretty much locked up. So my thinking is I'm going to try to raise the youth with my brand. So my first thought was I want to go get Pop Warner leagues. I want to go get Little League baseball. I want to go get little travel ball leagues, basketball, and outfit those guys. So as they're growing up, they're just like, I'm with Double F. You know what I'm saying? I'm rocking fully functional. I've been rocking it. You know what I'm saying? Since a youngin. You know what I mean? Just like how we was rocking Nike since a youngin. So that's right. Why we just so in love with Nike. We literally grew up with it. So that was my initial thinking. And as I was reaching out to people trying to, you know what I'm saying, get involved in things. And I've also got something that works with the soccer league. I met a couple people and they were just like, you know, I'll keep you in mind, yada, yada, yada. So, you know, didn't think anything of it. I'm like, cool. Those same people really did keep me in mind. So I get a call, you know what I'm saying, like 2 months ago. And he's like, yo, I'm over here. I'm involved in the A.B. Miller the program, yada, yada. I want to, you know, get fully functional involved. And I'm like, let's do it. You know what I'm saying? So we start talking numbers, you know, and I've already been making clothes. So I know, you know what I'm saying, how much production costs, all that stuff is typed up, a, you know what I'm saying, an invoice and got it going. You know what I mean? So I'm going to be doing their program. I'm going to be doing their spirit packs this year and then next year as well.
Bro, that's amazing, bro. That's a major move right there.
Yeah, bro. It's crazy, man. It really is.
That's so inspiring.
Like, the brand is really in a high school, dog. Like, that's awesome, bro.
The spirit pack, the fully functional spirit pack.
Come on, man. You feel me?
Have you shared that yet? Is that like posted?
Nah, this is breaking news.
Okay, yeah, because I was gonna say, like, that's something I didn't even know you were doing that. So that makes me even more excited for that episode, for this episode to come out. Because like I told you, I was already inspired by the story and what you've done, but to know that that's what you're doing now, and that's only gonna continue to expand. 100%. Now I'm excited for people to hear this just because of the thinking more than anything. Of course, the execution, but the fact that that even came about and that's how you're thinking about your brand. Like, bro, that's, I don't have enough words to describe that. That's big.
I appreciate you, man. And see, the thing is, like I say, like, you don't have to reinvent the wheel. You know what I'm saying? So there's been a bunch of successful brands. So I'm just sitting back studying their moves. You know what I mean? Like shout out to Nipsey. He said, I study rich dudes' moves like it's my homework, you know? So I'm looking at these successful brands. I'm studying their moves like it's my homework. Like, how did they get there? How did they get their influence? What did they, you know, who are the most influential people in schools? The athletes. You know what I mean? So it's like, you get in good with them, everybody's going to catch on. You know what I mean? So I just think, you know, and then being an ex-athlete on top of it, it just all came full circle. It just all made sense, you know?
Right. It's major, man. Nipsey Hussle would definitely be proud of that move, man. Shout out to Nip.
Shout out to Nip, bro.
We're coming up on time, man. I think, of course, I want to tell people how they can grab some of the gear, how they can get in touch with you and all that. But before we do that, any parting words of wisdom, anything you want to share? You've already given so much, but anything that's on your heart or on your mind to share with the people tuning in, who I know were inspired by this conversation, but just anything you want to leave them with before we jump off.
Again, whatever you're deciding to do, whatever, you know what I'm saying, whatever ideas you have, just attack them full force. Attack them confidently. Prepare to fail. And it's only a failure if you give up. If you do not fail, it is only a lesson. It's only going to make you sharper. It's only going to prepare you for the next obstacle. It's only going to make you greater in the end. And to just keep going. Whatever your journey may be, just keep going.
There it is. Matter of fact, hold up. Let me grab the shirt real quick.
Let's do it.
The Keep Going shirt, you can grab this at fullyfunctional.com. That's two F's, fully functional with two F's.
Yes, sir. That's FFULLY functional.com. You see it.
My boy. Yes, I had this on yesterday. I was going to put it on, but it was too musty for me to be sitting here recording.
That's love, bro. I appreciate you for real, man.
All right. So one more time, the website where people can grab some of your gear, support the movement, support the mission, and then also just tell people how to get in touch with you personally. Well.
Okay. The website is fullyfunctional.com. That's two F's at the beginning. That's FFULLY functional.com. And then to get in touch with me, the Instagram is at fullyfunctional. That's again, two F's, FFULLY. I still currently run the account. So if you DM the account, it'll be me replying to you. So anybody that wants to reach out to me that has anything to say, please feel free to hit me. Email me at info@fullyfunctional.com. And, you know, please reach out. You know, I'm here to help. I'm here to, you know, give y'all whatever you need. So.
Perfect. And that's that, y'all. Y'all just got a masterclass. And we'll have all that in the show notes, by the way, the website, AK's information. Just check the show notes. You can just click those links, go directly there. What you guys just got is a masterclass in a lot of things, not only just branding and clothing and modeling, personal training, perseverance. I could go on and on. Y'all just got a masterclass in all those areas. So, AK, I don't take it lightly that you gave your time today, man. Super inspired by what you're doing. Yes, man. You are a prime example of what it looks like to thrive after sports. And thank you guys for tuning in. We'll see you on the next episode. Peace.
Yes, sir. Thrive after sports to the moon. Let's go.
Hey, so if you made it to the end of this episode, first of all, thank you for tuning in. For those of you guys who are here for the first time, welcome. Please like the video if you're watching on YouTube and subscribe to this channel. I have a lot more great interviews coming up. I think you'll really be surprised with some of the guests that I have and some of the stories that they have to share. This is important work. If you're listening on Apple or Spotify, please just leave a 5-star review, subscribe, and share this episode or any other episodes out with someone who needs to hear it. I am on a mission to help as many athletes transition out of their sport and have successful lives after their careers, and not just survive, but thrive in everything that they do. And you guys know I do that in a myriad of ways. It's not just the podcast, it's not just the books, but I do offer coaching as well. I want to encourage you guys to go back and look at some of the testimonials of former athletes that I've worked with to help them through their transitions. Guys, don't hesitate to reach out. Visit TajDeshaun.com. That's where you can find all the free resources, not just the podcast and the books, but access to me. You can schedule a free call with me. I'm not going to get on that call and try to sell you on buying a group program. I have a ton of free access and scholarships for athletes to work with me. So utilize those resources, guys. And last but not least, I definitely want to encourage you guys to grab my first book, Thrive After Sports. You can just go on Amazon, type in Taj Deshaun. I have multiple books on there, but I always try to point people to Thrive After Sports just because I think that's the book that I look at as the most impactful that can help an athlete through the transition. I know a lot of people have read that book and been helped through the transition without ever having to speak to me or even listening to my podcast. And I just got this recording today that I wanted to share with you guys from my guy, Benjamin Van Buren. He's a soccer player, former soccer player at Mercy College, went on to play professional soccer and just recently retired. And he read my book while he was playing, but then read it again after he retired. And this is what he had to say about it. I love you guys. I'll see you in the next episode. Peace. And here's Ben.
Yo, Taj, it's Ben from Athlete Mentor. Just want to let you know, obviously your book came in and I read it a while ago when I was still in season, and it didn't really hit me then. I was like, yeah, cool. It's a great book, whatever. And then I went to Spain and I was playing for a team over there. And then I left because my grandmother was sick, so I came home, and now it's hitting me. So I read it again. Dude, that thing is phenomenal. Like, if you could put this audio on a case study on your website, I would do it, because it's crazy how, like, the skills and attributes that student athletes have just go missing. And it's like, yeah, you're playing sports, you have all this adrenaline, all this hype about you, all you're working out all the time, you feel good, and then out of nowhere it's like, oh cool, I'm done. You know, like, I know nothing to work for really. So then you get into sales, you get into other things, and you find something that you want to build for yourself, and that's what you get that excitement and that adrenaline from again. So yeah, man, I just want to let you know that I read it again and it really hit me now that I'm kind of officially retired as a player. But yeah. That's all I wanted to say, man. I hope you're doing well. Hope you're living the life. I'm actually on Long Island now. I'm going to go to Stony Brook basketball game. So at your alma mater. But yeah, dude, phenomenal work. And let's obviously stay in touch and maybe get on a call soon. Talk to you later. Peace.